Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cameras roll.
Right now, stop.
During a desperate struggle to survive.
This is my last recording.
Life hangs in the balance. With one wrong stroke of the paddle, a kayak trip on a raging river takes a deadly turn.
As soon as Bren lands, I can tell that he's in the wrong spot.
Up.
I'm like, oh no, this is bad. If I don't hit him with this rope, he will 100% swim over this 60-foot waterfall.
Out in the Indian Ocean, two friends are hunted by a great white.
I turn around and I see this massive tail. It tucks its fins in and darts around really fast. This shark is in attack mode.
A climber cornered by a violent wall of water.
I've got water coming out to the left, water coming out to the right.
Come under here!
It is a completely overwhelming experience.
God, keep us safe.
This video is going to show my last moments.
Without the footage to prove it,
no
one would believe these people are still alive. Two kayakers set out to film the experience of a lifetime on a raging river in the Pacific Northwest.
Up.
But when things go horribly wrong,
I'm losing my grip on the rock.
They capture their own horrifying attempt to survive.
I was just terrified for him, thinking he's going to be swimming over the falls. He could never come up, potentially drown.
Expert whitewater kayaker Dave Fusilli is an adrenaline junkie.
The first time I ever ran a big waterfall, it was like that was like winning the Super Bowl.
On one of his river runs, Dave crosses paths with young freestyle kayaker Bren Orton.
Up till that point, all I'd ever done with kayaking was freestyle, paddling the smaller kayaks, doing tricks.
He was doing the craziest combos in a kayak that I'd ever seen.
Dave shows Bren how to run more challenging rivers, teaching him how to survive in whitewater, where just one mistake can be fatal. After months of preparation, Bren is finally ready to take on a huge waterfall.
So we go to Hammerhammer, which is an amazing waterfall on the Olympic Peninsula.
What it is, it's a 20-footer that goes right into about a 60-footer.
okay?
Yep.
Good line.
You too, buddy.
Good line.
Dave and Bren press record on their helmet cameras and launch 200 feet upstream of the falls. Bren's once-in-a-lifetime challenge will last just 3 seconds.
Seems like it's going to be hard to get out right here.
And he wants to capture every frame of it.
Me and Dave both have two little helmet cameras on our heads. One of our friends is down at the bottom. He has a big camera rolling to capture it all. For me, it's going to be my first big waterfall, so I want to watch it again and again and again.
I think right there, huh? Just off the wall.
Dave tells Bren the key to surviving the first 20-foot waterfall is to stay right.
So if you go left, there's like a catcher's mitt, like an undercut rock and a gnarly pocket.
Ride really late lefty.
It's where the river has eroded a gap underneath a rock. Going under one of those would be really bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
I go first. Take the left stroke. Land pretty flat, straight into the eddy. It's like perfect. I was like, that's exactly what I wanted, you know?
Dave waits below the first drop, with the edge of the big 60-foot waterfall now just 15 feet downstream.
And then I peel out. In my head, I thought it was going to go perfectly. The line was to take one late left stroke. For whatever reason, I take like 2 or 3 strokes while I'm here, and that pushes my bow left as I land.
As soon as Bren lands, I can tell that he's in the wrong spot.
Up!
And then is immediately on the wall.
With a couple wrong strokes, Bren is suddenly thrown into a desperate fight to survive.
And I can feel myself being pushed further and further underneath this rock. I'm losing breath, losing energy. This is absolutely the worst position I could be in.
Hold on!
In the shark-infested waters off of Hawaii.
When you have a fish that's struggling, it will attract predators.
It's not uncommon for the hunter to become the hunted.
You never see him coming.
Hawaiian spear fisherman Tyson Arakaki is like all fishermen. He has to have proof of his big catch. With his mask-mounted video camera, Tyson's fishing trips sometimes become a matter of life and death.
Most of the time, yes, I try to turn on the camera because you never know what you're going to run into. If you go spearfishing, you're going to see sharks. I'm scared that they're going to take my catch. If they're hungry, you can't stop them.
On a balmy Hawaiian morning, Tyson preps for yet another risky trip. This time off Haleiwa on Oahu's north shore.
I turn on my camera before I submerge. So I'm actually lying on the reef. If you stay down long enough, the fish become curious and they start inching towards you. And that's when you can start hunting. See a nice unicorn fish, and I take a shot. When you have a fish that's struggling, it will attract predators. So any kind of rapid movement, splashing, it'll attract something big. And then I swim back to my kayak. This is my second fish. Kind of looking around. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, there might be a predator coming around to steal my catch. I'm directly under the kayak, stringing up my fish. It's a shark. It's a huge, huge shark.
Here it comes.
Deep inside a narrow canyon.
Holy cow.
The heavens open up,
I've got water coming out to the left and water coming out to the right.
Get out of the water!
And in an instant, two brothers are backed into a deadly corner.
My parents are going to see what their two sons saw at the moment of their death.
When avid climber Eric Hansen first stepped into the majestic landscape of Zion National Park in Utah, he was inspired.
Pretty much as soon as I started coming out to the national park and doing slot canyons, I started bringing my camera equipment in there.
After capturing these beautiful images, he decides to make a short film about a year in the life of the national park.
I've been a photographer for a number of years, and when I came out here, it felt really natural to just want to share the beauty with people.
But chasing beauty in Zion doesn't come without risk. Over 70 people have died in the national park, many in its deep, narrow canyons.
While canyoneering is an incredibly beautiful sport, it is highly dangerous. There are a number of scenarios that can go really wrong.
Early on a fall morning, Eric launches one of many filming expeditions in Zion. What he doesn't know is that he's about to document his own life and death ordeal.
I have two buddies, another guy named Eric, a longtime friend of mine, and a coworker named Ben, and my brother David. The biggest danger for a canyoneer is a flash flood. But the storms nearly always happen in the late afternoon. We take a look around, see that the skies are still clear, and this is where we make the decision. Let's go for it.
The four friends start the first stage of a 700-foot descent down to the canyon floor. Eric begins filming.
Everything is going great. The weather's still holding up and looking beautiful.
Just keep going.
But working with my camera and my film equipment, I start slowing us down because I keep being like, hey guys, let's set up for a shot here. I think the fourth to last rappel, I look up and notice the sky and notice, whoa, that's pretty dark up there. It starts to rain on us.
Holy cow, here it comes.
In a matter of seconds, Eric and his friends are caught in every canyoneer's nightmare. A flash flood is headed their way, and there's no escape.
Come down!
Coming up, what starts as a stunt for the cameras ends in a desperate river rescue.
I have one chance to hit him with this rope.
And a diver films helplessly as a great white prepares to strike his friend.
And this shark, in this instant, it was on him, and it's in attack mode.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Zion National Park, Utah. Eric Hansen is filming a year in the life of climbing these breathtaking cliffs and canyons. Today, the stars are his brother and two friends. As they descend 700 feet into a canyon, it starts to rain. In these canyons, rain quickly triggers deadly flash floods.
I know that we're very close to the end of the canyon, so I'm not worried yet. I'm watching Ben come down and notice this trickle of water coming down the rock. What we don't know is that up canyon from us, as it's starting to rain heavily now, the canyon is collecting a massive amount of water, and that's moving our way.
Holy cow. Holy cow. Here it comes. Holy cow.
It just drops.
God.
The full-on front of a flash flood comes down. I can't believe that I'm actually witnessing this.
Holy!
At first, Eric is thrilled to be capturing the event on camera.
I have had this dream of, oh, it would be really cool to film a flash flood. I'm thinking, wow, I just captured this really cool moment. This is great.
But when the floodwaters hit, Eric is overcome by fear.
This wave of water that comes down and hits me first, it smells like death and decay. It's all the putrid water from the canyon that is now getting washed out. And that is a shock to the senses.
Ah! Watch out, watch out.
And I'm thinking that that might be the smell of death coming my way.
The situation rapidly deteriorates. Panic sets in as Eric's brother Dave makes it to the bottom of the canyon.
Are you all right, Dave?
One of their friends is still 165 feet up on the top of a cliff. The flash flood is bearing down on him. If he doesn't get down fast, he'll be swept right off the cliff.
So we are screaming to get Eric on the rope. I feel a huge sense of relief that he's on the rope. Eric gets down to the bottom, gets off the rope, and we just yell. And I just feel like, yes, we have done it.
Hey, come under here.
This is a wild experience. We're in the beginnings of a flash flood. Let's get out of here.
The group has no idea that their fight to survive has only just begun. The raging waterfall above them is getting worse by the second.
Yeah, it is.
This flash flood is actually happening right where we're supposed to exit. We're in this little horseshoe of rock. So we're actually hemmed in. We're stuck.
There's nowhere to hide, and a mountain of water is on the way.
I might die here. This video is gonna show my last moments.
I'm getting washed out!
On the Olympic Peninsula in Washington State,
kayakers Dave Fusilli and Bryn Orton have their helmet-mounted cameras rolling as they tackle a notorious section of the Hamahama River. Dave survives the first 20-foot drop, but Bryn, a rookie in these waters, makes what could be a fatal mistake.
I'm like, oh no. Like, he's in, you know, this is bad.
I'm pushed up against this rock with a really powerful current pinning me next to it. I just don't know what to do. I've never experienced this before. I'm catching breaths here and there, but not enough. Oh my God, this is scary.
Bryn's kayak immediately fills with water and starts to drag him under. He has to bail out or drown. But his kayak was the only safe way over the 60-foot waterfall.
I see a bunch of air come up, and I know that he's now out of the kayak somewhere.
If Bryn goes over the falls, he'll land on rocks 60 feet below. Or get trapped in the deadly hydraulic current at the base of the waterfall.
He could never come up, potentially drown.
But Bryn gets a lucky break that could save his life.
I look up, and right in front of my eyes is this perfect, dished-out cupped handhold. And I grab onto that, and I'm able to breathe and catch my breath and collect my thoughts.
Immediately, I'm like, all right, there's a chance.
Before spotting the handhold, Bryn thought he was facing death. Now, he has a glimmer of hope. His friend Dave, filming from across the river, now has just seconds to attempt a nearly impossible rescue.
I don't think that I'm going to be able to get him, but I sure as hell better try.
The only plan I have to escape this is to swim over the 60-footer and hold my breath until I pop up at the bottom. And just before I make this decision, I think I hear Dave yell, but I can't be sure. I assumed that he had gone down and ran the 60-footer. I have to like really turn my head to look and see him, and there he is, you know, he's like trying to clamber out of his boat, trying to do something to help me.
I just start going into action. Yeah, there was nothing else in my head whatsoever. This is just right here, right now. Get him. I take my tow tether, clip to the front of my kayak. There's no good spot to get out. There's a piece of wood there that's wedged in the rocks, like in the corner there. It's crazy that it was there. So I start working my way out of my boat.
The water in the river is just 50 degrees. As Bryn's body fights to maintain its core temperature, blood flow decreases in his extremities, making his hands numb.
I'm losing my grip on the rock. I didn't see any way that Dave could help me.
But Dave's come prepared. He quickly grabs his throw rope, a must-have survival tool on the river that he's used before to save lives. But he's never been in a situation as dire as this.
And then I work my way up the rock with my kayak attached to me. I kind of wedge it behind me. If that kayak comes loose, Bryn and I, we're both going to swim the waterfall.
I can't really look behind me because every time I do, I get sucked further underneath a rock.
I'm standing on a slippery, smooth, wet rock and take my rope. I scream at Bryn. I'm like, Bryn, rope, as loud as I can.
Bryn!
And I'm like, there's no way you can reach me from here. It's like a 25-foot plus throw, you know, into the current.
I have one chance to hit him with this rope. If I don't hit him with this rope, he will 100% swim over this 60-foot waterfall.
When Hawaiian freediver Tyson Arakaki spearfishes for dinner, he never forgets that under the ocean, he's not at the top of the food chain. After catching his second fish of the morning, he gets the eerie feeling that he's being watched.
Kind of looking around, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, There might be a predator coming around to steal my catch. I'm directly under the kayak, stringing up my fish. I turn to the left and all I see is this huge, huge tiger shark. I was really scared.
In Hawaii, tiger sharks kill more people than any other shark. At 13 feet, this one's over twice the size of Tyson.
This is by far the biggest shark I've ever seen. What they try to do is they try to swim away far enough where you'll lose sight of them, and they'll come in from behind and approach you out of your view. You should always try and keep the shark in sight.
To get the fish the shark is after out of the water, Tyson has to take his eye off the shark for a split second.
Can't see him anymore. That's when I get nervous. Because I don't know where he is or what he's trying to do. It's just unnerving, knowing that there's a beast out there and you don't know where he is. But the moment I turn my back, there he is again. If I try to shoot the shark, it'll probably just bounce off, just tickle it. He kind of just continues to circle me for the next 5 to 7 minutes. We're just playing this little cat and mouse game, hide and seek.
Seeing a chance to escape, Tyson makes his move.
I get back into the kayak to get out of the water. And there's a shark right next to me again.
Big mother.
He circled me for a good amount of time.
As quickly as it began, the deadly game of cat and mouse comes to an end. The tiger moves on. Tyson's camera captured a textbook lesson in how to handle an aggressive predator. He stayed calm, held his ground, and kept his eyes on the shark.
I'm just glad that I was able to, see the movement on my side. If I didn't see it, maybe he would have tried to taste me. So it's a good thing I saw him coming first.
On the raging Hamahama River in Washington State, Brent Orton clings to a rock, just feet from the top of a 60-foot waterfall. He's one slip away from death. His friend Dave Fusilli has seconds to save his life.
I see myself as having one possible chance at getting Brent this rope.
Brent!
I only have one chance to catch it.
But I've got to be calm. I can't mess this up. I aim once, I yell at Brent, and then I throw the rope.
I look around and I see the rope coming. I'm like, no way.
And he has the rope in his hand. I'm like, holy.
It's the most perfect throw, I think, that has ever been done in whitewater kayaking.
Dave pulls off the impossible, but his friend's life still hangs in the balance.
How am I going to pull him fast enough that he doesn't pendulum over the 60-foot waterfall anyway?
So eventually, I let go of the rock, and Dave is pulling me in, and I'm pulling myself in.
Hand over hand, just go, 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 go.
Across from the falls, their friend Mike films helplessly. As Bren holds on for dear life, he takes a photo.
Bren is on the lip of this waterfall at this point.
Just feet from death, Bren's helmet cam captures what could be his final moments. Diving in the Indian Ocean off Australia, it's wise to keep your eyes wide open and your camera on.
Sharks are always in the back of your mind.
You never know when a hungry great white is going to arrive.
And this shark, in this instant, it was on him. It's in attack mode.
Best friends Nathan Podmore and Dave Richards are passionate about free diving and spearfishing in the clear waters off Western Australia.
It's sort of a mecca for fishing, spearfishing.
Just in case there's a magic underwater moment, they always have their cameras rolling.
We get pretty lucky. You see your turtles and you see snakes and lots of seals. Swimming with a humpback, that was amazing. And a whale shark that we bumped into, that was just incredible animals.
Heading out, another beautiful day off Jero. Gonna try to shoot a couple more fish.
On a midwinter morning, Nathan and Dave head out to sea, unsure of what lies ahead.
We'd been to the same spot 2 days before and it was really murky and it never felt comfortable. They always say that the murky water is bad for shark attacks.
But conditions today look much less menacing.
We got a beautiful break in the weather. The water's clear, the oceans are flat.
Everything looks right. We're both super excited to get in the water. We jump straight in. I've got the GoPro on rolling.
We usually dive one up, one down for safety reasons. I've just had my first dive of the day and returned to the surface, and Nathan's sitting there waiting for myself to come back up. I've felt like a disturbance in the water at my back. I turn around and I see this massive tail.
Out of nowhere, a 12-foot great white shark is suddenly next to Dave.
The sheer size of it was scary. Never seen something that big in the water.
In Zion National Park, Utah, Eric Hansen and his friends are trapped under a 165-foot cliff that has suddenly turned into a raging waterfall.
There's this boulder at the base of the rappel. There's a small roof of protection as the boulder leans out. It offers us about 4 feet of protection.
With debris from above falling all around them, they need every inch they can get. After falling 165 feet, even a baseball-sized rock can be deadly.
I've got water coming out to the left and water coming out to the right, and water coming down in front of me. It is a completely overwhelming experience.
This is the best protection we're gonna have. God, keep us safe. I pray a hedge of protection around us right now.
Without really thinking of it, I start praying.
Nothing will hit us. We will not drown. We will not be swept away.
What I'm not aware of is the fact that Zion has a massive storm pounding down upon it.
This is absolutely insane.
It's one of the biggest storms that hit in all of that year. Way more water is coming down and hitting us than I could have imagined.
The group's only way out is now a violent river. At any second, the growing waterfall could sweep them downstream.
This video is going to show my last moments. I might die here. I might be responsible for these people's deaths. And then this footage is going to show up. My parents are going to see what their two sons saw at the moment of their death.
As time passes, Eric realizes they have another problem.
I've been sitting in this flowing water for 50 minutes.
Yeah, really cold.
I'm wearing a t-shirt and shorts. I'm now worried that we're all gonna get hypothermia.
Hypothermia can kill within an hour.
We have to move.
Suddenly, the storm starts to let up.
It starts to let up, and I notice there's just a little bit more light now.
But to get out of the canyon, the group has to cross the raging river. Eric puts his camera away.
And only then, as we're on the other side, do I finally feel the sense of relief.
This
If all four friends were at the top of the cliff when the flash flood hit, they all would have been swept to their deaths.
The knife edge that we walked this day, if we had taken 10 more minutes, if we had stopped for just another couple photographs, one or all of us probably would have died that day. I was given a second chance.
Flash flood survivor Eric Hansen narrowly escaped death in Zion National Park. With the footage to prove it, he'll never forget just how close he came to the end.
The first time that it really hit me how close we all came to death was the first time I looked back at my own footage. I was like, oh, that's what I was in? And that's when I'm hit with how many poor decisions went into the whole day, from even being in the canyon to the first place, to how many times that I tell the group, hey, let's stop, I want to get a shot here. That could have killed us. That my parents might have just lost their two sons.
A clear, calm day off the coast of Western Australia. Ideal conditions for two friends filming their underwater spearfishing adventures. Dave Richards is hunting with his best friend, Nathan Podmore, when he senses something in the water behind him.
I turn around and I see this massive tail. The sheer size of it was scary. I turned to Nathan and yelled his name. And this shark, in this instant, it was on him.
My vision's just filled with this massive white pointer head right there.
It's up to 12 feet long. It's as wide as a barrel. It's a massive beast in the water.
First, the great white shark just seems curious. But then, its behavior takes a disturbing turn.
The shark turns, rolls its protective eye cover back.
It tucks its fins in and darts around really fast.
Its back's hunched a little, its pec fins drop slightly.
It's in attack mode.
Lowered fins and circling fast. Classic signs that a great white is about to attack. Nathan and Dave have just seconds to save themselves.
Turns, it comes straight at Dave with its mouth sort of slightly open. Dave fends it off. It turns a little and then swings back, comes toward me. My spear gun runs up the side of its face like that.
The only way to escape the shark is to swim for their lives. But their boat is over 120 feet away.
Dave and I start swimming for the boat, keeping an eye on the shark the whole time.
It's important to keep our eyes on the shark because in the instant it could be turned and coming at you from behind.
To swim back to the boat is a couple of minutes, 2 minutes at most.
It just felt like the longest swim of my life.
It's just an outpouring of relief, I suppose. Just a vent.
Holy yep. Whole thing.
You've just had a once-in-a-life, or hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
You do appreciate life more, I think. These sharks, they just command respect in the water. Looking back at the footage, it really just comes home. We've had a lot of fatalities in Australia, so it just makes me feel quite lucky. If it made that first move, maybe one of us wouldn't be here right now.
On the Hamahama River in Washington State, two kayakers film a life and death struggle. Bryn Orton clings to a single lifeline. A at the top of a 60-foot waterfall. On the bank, his friend Dave works to pull him to safety.
So this is the scariest moment, because this is where the current of the river is at its peak.
I just start pulling as hard as I possibly can, because he's like a little brother to me.
Hold on!
I'm yelling at him like, Bren, you hold on to that rope.
Hold on!
I got him.
I'm just destroyed, so tired, so cold, so emotionally ruined from all the ups and downs of this situation. You know, it was just complete relief.
You know, once Bren's now sitting beside me, I can't believe it. I'm just kind of sitting there silent, you know, just in disbelief that that all just happened.
Resting safely, both men watch Bren's kayak plummet 60 feet down the waterfall. Dave is exhausted, but to get his friend rescued, he summons the strength to go over the edge.
Roll off the lip and spot the landing. Yeah, you can't help but smile and hoot and holler and yell. It's a good feeling. I finally run it.
Soon after, Bren is safely hauled out of the gorge on a rope.
Well, I was like yelling. I was like, dude, you're so close. Do not let go.
Every time Bren and Dave watch the footage from that fateful day, they're reminded of just how close they came to disaster.
We watch it and it sets in just how amazing that was. How lucky I was to have the handhold. How amazing Dave is with a throw bag. How ridiculous it is that I got to the other side of a river.
There's no way he's going to be able to hold on to this little rope. I was scared. With Bren, that could have went the other way. And, yeah, I mean, I get choked up. If something would have went the other way, it'd have been horrible.
Just 2 weeks after filming his own near-death experience, Bren returns to Hamahama to face his fears, watching nervously his friend Dave.
It was a really scary thing for him. He wanted to get redemption on that drop, and he did.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.